time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Penis on the local side. Day three of the MAAA baseball tournament. On Thursday, we had semifinals for you from West County High School. Our own Connor Harbutt has this report.
Farmington and West County will meet in the MAAA Conference Baseball Tournament Championship game Saturday, with the Knights defeating Valley Catholic 3-0 and the Bulldogs besting Fredericktown 1-0. Farmington, the 4 seed, took their revenge on the top-seeded Warriors, gathering their runs in the middle innings. Farmington starter Aiden Redmond kept the Valley Bats at bay, allowing just 5 hits in 6 1/3 innings of work. Ty Wampler earned the save for the Knights, picking up the final 2 outs of the game. After the game, Farmington head coach Logan Winder.
Just cool to see like the bottom of our lineup, especially Tatum there in the 9-hole getting things going in the 3rd inning, and I can't say enough about Aiden Redmond. Just a gutsy kid, works his tail off. He maybe, you know, it looks really good. I've seen him pitch better than that, or have better stuff, and he did more with less today. We talked about it. He felt like he didn't really have his legs into it, and he still just is just pitching his guts out and giving us a chance to win. I'm so proud of him.
Following the first semifinal, host West County and Fredericktown took to the field. As it would turn out, an innocuous West County run in the bottom of the first would prove to be decisive, as starters Brody Simile and Braden Homan matched each other blow for blow the rest of the way. While Simile reached the pitch count heading into the seventh, Hudson Dunlap would slam the door shut on the Black Cats in the final frame, striking out Noah Brubacher with the tying run on second. West County head coach Bobby Simile after the game.
Really well pitched on both sides. Good pace to the game. Both guys pumping strikes, filling up the strike zone. You don't see many high school baseball games like that. Both guys are really good. It was a really good pitching matchup.
Again, it's Farmington and West County set to do battle for the MAAA Championship Saturday. Valley Catholic and Fredericktown will play for third place. For KFMO Sports, I'm Connor Harbutt.
Connor, thanks. Elsewhere in the consolation bracket, Kingston walks it off against Bismarck 6-5. They will play Valley Caledonia in the ninth place game Saturday at 1, as the Vikings beat Arcadia Valley 11-1. And in the fifth place bracket from St. Genevieve, the Dragons fall to the Central Rebels 3-1 in 9 innings. Central will square off Saturday at 3 for fifth place against North County, as the Raiders beat Potosi on Thursday 4-2. So that sets the field for action on Saturday. Valley Caledonia gets Kingston at 1. North County plays Central at 3. Those games likely taking place from North County. And at West County High School, at 1 o'clock in the third place game, Valley Catholic will play Fredericktown, and Farmington will get West County at 3 for the conference tournament championship game. We'll have coverage of the third place game and championship game from West County on AM 1240 KFMO. Our coverage on Saturday begins at 12:30. And as we work our way to that championship game, West County head coach Bobby Simile reflects on what the team has accomplished as they get to face the Farmington Knights in the conference championship.
Farmington's a really good team now, Class 5 school. They've racked up close to 20 wins now, I think, on the year. And we're going to see a good baseball team Saturday, and it'll be really good for us. That's why I enjoy playing in this tournament. It's a good thing for us this time of year. We want to be tested and see good people before you get to the postseason, and we are going to see that Saturday. I'm excited about it. Hopefully our guys are. This group's been pretty successful and done some pretty cool things, with 9 seniors. And one thing we haven't done is playing the conference championship game, and we're going to get that opportunity on Saturday. So I'm excited about it. I think our guys are excited about it.
Knights head coach Logan Winder is more focused on his team heading into the MAAA championship game.
I often say, we're playing against ourselves. I try to make it about that. And so, we just know we're going to have our work in for us, and hopefully we can find a way to get a few runs across and pitch it well and give ourselves a chance.
Coverage of the championship and third place game at the conference on KFMO, the KFMO app, and online at KFMOsports.com Saturday. It starts at 12:30. Also from Thursday, the Class 2 District 3 softball tournament was scheduled to begin, but with the rain that had come in through the area, they had to reschedule it. So it now begins today. 3-seed Licking will play 6-seed Steelville at 2, and 2-seed Salem gets 7-seed Kingston at 4. Then on Saturday, 4-seed Potosi will play 5-seed Bourbon at 4:30, and top-seed West County gets 8-seed Grandview at 6:30. That's the Class 2 District 3 softball tournament. It begins today and tomorrow. And Class 2 District 2 softball tournament, that begins today. Top-seed Clearwater will play 8-seed Arcadia Valley at 1. Then at 2:30, it's 2-seed St. Genevieve against 7-seed Scott City at 4. 4-seed Valley Catholic will play 5-seed Woodland. And at 5:30, 3-seed Central gets 6-seed Bismarck. Those games being played at Lyons Field in St. Genevieve. We'll pick up coverage of that tournament on Monday next week. And Mineral Area College action. The baseball team picked up 2 wins in the Region 16 tournament that began Thursday. They beat St. Charles 9-7, then State Fair 4-0. They're back at it with more today. And the Max softball team, well, they play on Saturday and Sunday in the Central District tournament after winning the Region 16 tournament a week ago. More on that softball team coming up in just a second. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals get set to take on the Washington Nationals on the road, where they've struggled, not in D.C., but in road games, having won just 4 road games this season. Outfielder Jordan Walker on what the Cardinals need to do in order to change their struggles on the road.
I think that, you know, the energy that we have here is a lot more than we had on the road in the past, but, you know, that's definitely going to change, and that's really the key. If anything, I would say maybe the energy, and when we get that energy up, we're a hard team to beat.
Despite the struggles on the road, St. Louis at home has won 15 games, including their last 5, wrapping up the homestand. Card skipper Oliver Marmol on the reason the Cardinals have won a season-best 5 games in a row.
Our rotation has done a really nice job. Our bullpen, some of the pieces that we've added, it's allowed for a little bit more success there as well. But we also talked about just identity, right? Like we have to be the best at getting better every day, and we have to be better in May than we were in April, and then we have to be better in June. Like if we're looking at this season, making sure that our young guys are developing and headed in the right direction.
The Cardinals and Nationals, Eric Fetty on the mound for the Redbirds. He is 2-3 with a 4.78 ERA. Pregame coverage starts at 4:50 with first pitch at 5:45 on B104.3. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC plays this weekend against San Diego FC at 7:30. And UFL, the St. Louis Battlehawks are on the road at Memphis on Sunday. Battlehawks quarterback Max Duggan describes what it has felt like stepping in and going 2-0 since Manny Wilkins went down with an injury.
It's been fun. It's been fun to, you know, go through this stretch, obviously. You know, it's been up and down as a season, but guys have responded well, and you know, guys are having fun.
The Battlehawks and Showboats on Sunday. And NHL, the Stanley Cup playoffs continued with 2 games on Thursday. On the East in Game 2, Washington evens the series with Carolina after a 3-1 win, and Edmonton takes a 2-0 series lead in the West over the Vegas Golden Knights, a 5-4 overtime win on Thursday. And in NBA, the playoffs, only 1 game from yesterday. The Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Golden State Warriors 117-90. And we wrap it up with a feature story on Mineral Area College softball. The Mineral Area Lady Cardinals softball program will be playing in the Central District Tournament this weekend on their home field. Mac used late inning heroics to win the Region 16 tournament, winning back-to-back games against St. Louis Community College. The first game 8-6 in 10 innings, and the championship game 3-2, scoring 2 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning. Kelsey Polite hit a game-tying triple, and Ainsley Burnett walked it off with a game-ending single moments later. The Region 16 championship is the first for Max softball since 2016. But for head coach C.J. Wright and daughter Gracie, championships, and more importantly, winning, are nothing new. The father-daughter duo has had success at any level they've competed at. While at West County High School, the Wrights led the Lady Bulldogs to 2 MAAA Conference Tournament titles, 1 district championship, and a remarkable run to the 2023 Class 3 State Championship game with a final record of 24-4. CJ says the success he and Gracie have had on the diamond at different levels comes from a connection they've had, not only as father and daughter, but also as coach and player.
Yeah, we're both super competitive people to the point we've had screaming and yelling matches at each other before, based on just like any other coach-player relationship. When you got a leader on the field and a coach, and you give them permission to be the leaders and to respond back to you in ways in private that you maybe the players need, she does it. And it has been one of those, you know, key components of having that player style leader on the field. I trust her, she trusts me, and when I say trust, not everything I do is going to be right, not everything she's going to do is going to be right, but the percentages play out, and over a course of a season it usually works out, and it has.
2024 brought changes for the family. Gracie spent the school year at Three Rivers Community College, while CJ began his coaching tenure at Mineral Area. In the offseason, Gracie made a difficult decision, coming back home, if you will, to the Park Hills area.
A lot went into that decision. Three Rivers was a place that I had my mindset on since I was a freshman in high school. And a lot of people knew it. That was where I was going, and that was where I was going to be successful. And I loved it. I loved every bit of it. Coach Nall is a great guy. Loved playing with him. Loved all the girls. Made some of my best friends. But leaving my house and passing this facility to go down to Three Rivers last year was hard. Mm-hmm. And so I played the year, had my success, had a great time. And I just knew that this is the place I had to be. And this was the place that I was going to win the region championship.
Did it make it even harder knowing that your dad was the coach here?
It did. Yeah. Just because, like you said, the success that we've had, I knew that we would have more success. Mm-hmm. And a college championship is what we played my whole life for. Mm-hmm. That's why we put so much time and effort into what we do. And so it was hard, but I enjoyed getting away from him for a little while. But playing for him again has made me realize how much I really appreciate it.
Did you need that year to play away from him last year?
I did. It made me realize, like, the hard work that he put into me was like what pushed me to be my best player. And last year I got down there in the fall and I struggled a little bit, but that was because I didn't have him behind me pushing me to do the extra all the time. And so I would come home and I would work with him constantly. And I wanted to be the best I could be down there. And then I realized that it was him that was making me the best that I could be.
After batting .381 with Three Rivers, Gracie has flourished at the plate for Mac, batting .414 through the regular season. She helped the Lady Cardinals punch their ticket to the Central District Tournament in her final year coached by her father. She says the success they've achieved has meant a lot.
It's a big deal. It is. Like I said, we've played my entire life for this. And once we won on Saturday, it was almost like weight was lifted off my shoulders, just because we got to go out with a bang together. Like, it wasn't just like I came here just to play with him. I came here to win with him, mm-hmm. not just play with him. So I think that's like the biggest thing for my last season. And just like you said, like the success in high school and the success in college. And like, I don't know, I can't even put it into words. Just playing with him since I was 8, even younger than that, to now I'm 20 years old. And I'm playing my last JUCO season with him.
CJ says the goal that Gracie had for herself to win a college championship put a lot of pressure on him this year as they wrap up their final season together.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of pressure in that, to the point where it's anxiety and pressure. Like, Gracie's ultimate goal for college sports was to get her degree paid for and win a championship. She wants to get her education paid for to become a school teacher. And she set goals, no matter what level it was, she wanted to win a championship at the college level. And when it comes down to it, as the dad, she didn't win one last year. And as the dad and coach, and she's here, to win one was a lot of pressure. And I didn't know that we had it in us, but going into the season, when we seen St. Louis and I seen our pitching staff and our ability, I told her, I said, this is going to be your best opportunity. Mm-hmm. And both of us put a lot of pressure on ourselves in order to get it done. And it's tough to be the dad and the coach to put your pressure on, put that much pressure on yourself. You lose sleep over it. I can tell you, I lost 18 pounds this season. Ooh. And it comes down to just trying to fulfill all the promises that you make, whether it's even to yourself, your daughter, your team, and your community members, because a lot of people have supported what we're doing right now. It's a lot of pressure, and I'm glad we're coming down to the end of it, to be honest with you.
CJ, Gracie, and the Lady Cardinals softball team will compete in the Central District Tournament May 10th and 11th at home, with a shot to advance to the NJCAA Division II Softball Championship on the line. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.